This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
The Tampa Bay Rays, they're defunct.
They don't exist anymore?
They don't exist anymore. I just decided
Red Sox?
Today. We should make a call and let them know, but I just decided they're out.
I would rather watch the painting guy. Who's the painting guy?
Bob Ross.
I'd rather watch Bob Ross than watch my favorite baseball team play in Tampa.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
What a matchup. It is bracket season. What a matchup. Your favorite team playing a game in Tampa or Bob Ross painting a lake and a mountain?
Give me the lake all day long.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Happy to have you with us here on a Tuesday. Nate Geary sitting in for Mike Shope today. I am the Bulldog and very pleased to welcome back in on the Wester Hotline a very much regular guest here, a staple, some would say. A few times a year, a couple times in the offseason, in season, of course, because the Bills play the Jets home and home every year. It is Dan Lubberfeld, Jets Whispers. Jets Confidential, he is on the Wester Hotline. Dan, I don't know if you know Nate. You probably have talked to Nate on some Saturday. Nate's been working the mines on the weekends for years here, but it's good to have you back on the show. How are things in New York?
I'm doing okay, and it's nice to be on with Nate as well. And, you know, I was interested. I know we have to throw out some love to the Wester operation, but the Paddock Chevrolet, 90 years? What kind of cars were they selling? That was fascinating. The Paddock Chevrolet's been around 90 years. So that would be, 1935?
I'm going to assume they were selling Chevrolets back then, Dan. That would be my guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Great company.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. So how, you know, I want to start with you is... looking back on the last 2 years, the Aaron Rodgers experience with the Jets, like, are there takeaways? Like, what did we all learn? What did you learn from the experience of Aaron Rodgers, you know, being the figurehead that he is in New York for the Jets for two seasons, albeit only one actually being able to play?
Well, obviously the first year you had the torn Achilles, so that was – something that was over before it basically started. But the McAfee show continued that year, and the McAfee show continued this year. And, you know, that's one of the talking points right now that contributed to the departure. I do think weekly shows by players can be a distraction. I know Parcells and Belichick were always against it with their teams over the years. I don't know what Sean McDermott's position is on that, but It's not helpful. But I'll tell you what, even with all the criticism of Aaron Rodgers for the comments he makes and the distractions he might cause, the bottom line is last season, the one that just concluded, the Jets lost seven games by an average of 3.6 points. If some of those games had gone a different way, what conversation would we be having right now? He'd probably still be with the team. So it shows you the fine line between winning and losing. And I wouldn't necessarily put Aaron Rodgers at the top of the list of reasons why they went 5-12 this past year. You saw that defense against Buffalo at Highmark Stadium. I mean, that was a bad defense. The offensive line was patchwork all year with injuries in and out of the lineup. And I don't think, I guess the big conclusion I'd come away with the last 2 years, especially this past year, is he's still very good, but he can't carry a team like he used to. He can't put a team on his back. He needs a supporting cast, and he didn't have a very good one with the Jets.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing about that, though, is that it was thought, I think, when he got there, that that was all they needed. Right, we've got all these parts on offense. We've got Robert Saleh, and we've got this defense. All we really need is a quarterback to step in and be kind of middle of the league. And I don't know. It still didn't manage to come together and get a result. How realistic do you think it was at all? We know they're moving on now. It's official. Do you think Aaron Glenn, was there a puncher's chance in hell that they were going to bring Aaron Rodgers back with starting over with a whole new regime?
I don't think so. And I wrote a blog about this the other day, and I wish I had listened closer to Keyshawn Johnson, Keyshawn Johnson played with Aaron Glenn with the Jets from 1996 to 1999. And Keyshawn is now on FS1 on one of their debate shows. And he said right out of the gate, there's no way. And he made some reference. I remember the California towns he talked to. He said he would go streaking. Bulldog, you have to explain to Nate Geary what streaking is. Nate, do you know what that was?
No.
Yeah, that was people. What was that? Bulldog, it was probably before your time, too. Was it in the 70s? People would run around without their clothes on. It was like a
Frank
thing
the Tank. We're going Frank the Tank. We're going streaking. Yeah. People Nate's age know it from
well, if you say
movies.
Frank the Tank, then I definitely
Frank
know
the Tank,
what it is.
Streaking.
Yeah.
We're going streaking.
Okay, so yes, I do.
Okay, anyway, continue, Dan.
Okay, so he said, so Keyshawn said, if Aaron Rodgers is back with the Jets this year, I'm just going to throw towns out there. I don't remember what he said. I'll go streaking from Malibu to Sacramento, whatever he said. Keyshawn said it multiple times that there's no way that Aaron Rodgers is starting his tenure as Jets coach with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback. And I should have listened knowing they're friends. And Keyshawn was so adamant about it. So, no, I don't think he had a chance. I think the logic is a little misguided. You keep hearing fresh start and turn the page and things like that. That's fine. But we all know, if you don't have a quarterback in this league, and you guys all know about that stretch between Jim Kelly and Josh Allen in Buffalo, if you don't have a quarterback in this league, you could talk fresh start, turn the page all you want, and you could talk about Aaron Rodgers being a pain in the butt. But with him leaving the building and them going into quarterback never-never-land, that's fine that you want a fresh start or turn the page. But let me give you an anecdote from the GM's experience. The GM, Darren Mugi, I hope I'm saying his name right. I haven't met him yet. He was in Denver for a long time. And after Peyton Manning left, between Peyton Manning and Bo Nix, for about a decade, they were in quarterback never-never-land. So I understand on some level the thinking as far as fresh start to turn the page. Mm-hmm. But when you go from having an answer at quarterback, even if it's for a year or two, to quarterback no-man's land, good luck with that. How many teams could you guys just throw out there that have been in quarterback no man's land forever? The New York Football Giants, the Cleveland Browns. You guys could throw it out there. Chicago, mm-hmm. Maybe they have finally settled that, but we don't know. So they're going from a guy who I think can still play and had 28 touchdowns last year. And if that number sounds familiar to you guys, that's the same number league MVP Josh Allen had.
Let me ask you this, though, Dan. Like, if you viewed – if the decision was, hey, we're going to run it back with Rodgers for another year. We want to remain competitive this year and not necessarily, you know, break this whole thing down. Isn't there – wouldn't you maybe argue that anyone that's playing in the AFC East – I might even argue anyone that's in the AFC. If you don't have something that is ascending toward the top four or somewhere just outside the top four – Aaron Rodgers or Zach Wilson, they're kind of the same in that they aren't anywhere close to those guys. And the type of roster you have in order to overcome the hurdle that, you know, Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, and Burrow are, it kind of, I guess, makes sense is you'd rather swing – at an opportunity, maybe it's not this year, but next year, at a quarterback that can actually get closer or ascend towards those guys than it is running back, because all you're really doing with Rodgers is potentially hurting your draft stock for a season that actually does have quarterbacks in the draft, which is the 2026 draft.
That's a really good point, Nate, as far as Aaron Rodgers. Now, if you had talked about Aaron Rodgers 5-6 years ago, I'd say he's right up there with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. But he's not anymore, as we talked about before, that he was good last year. He wasn't great. And he can't put a team on his back anymore like he could during his MVP seasons in Green Bay. So, Nate, that's a great point, that they might be more competitive and they might go 9-8. But where are they really going with Burrow and Allen and Mahomes in the conference? However, the other part of it is, I totally get your point, is you might have a decade like the GM had in Denver. He wasn't the GM, but he was in the personnel department for 10 years. They were looking for a replacement for Peyton Manning, and Peyton wasn't even that great at the end. Mm-hmm. So you don't know. And Buffalo, how long was that stretch, would you say? You would know probably the exact number, but...
They went 17 straight years without making the playoffs and were hurting for quarterback the entirety of the time.
Yeah, and the 5 years prior to that.
That's Nate, I totally get what you're saying, Nate. Nate, it's a great point about Rodgers not being on that level with those guys anymore, but you're going from a guy who, and let's be honest, the game in Buffalo at Highmark was a debacle, but that first game, that was a good game.
Yep.
That Buffalo won. It went right down to the wire. Rodgers versus Josh Allen. And that, you know, I don't know if they're going to be able to have close games with quarterbacks like that at the very least with whoever they turn to. One guy they could turn to is a guy you know very well, at least as a stopgap, Tyrod Taylor. And Tyrod's a great guy and a solid game manager. But his lifetime record tells you what he is, 29-28-1. He's a .500 quarterback.
And I think you probably, if you're a Jets fan or anyone in the organization, probably want to stay as far away from any player at that position that could potentially get you close to 500, because 500 to me is purgatory. It's where the Bills were. The Bills were never terrible in that 17-year stretch. There were seasons, 4 or 5 wins, but they were always just
7-9.
Yes, always just outside that like line of, I'm in the area where I can fundamentally change the future of our franchise, because they were a pick away from Cam Newton. And, you know, and Marcel Darius was the pick instead, and we know how that went, right? Or 2 picks away from Cam Newton. But I guess part of this has to be, is this owner really going to give this head coach and general manager the patience required to actually put them on the path that this team has been, you know, trying to find for how many decades now? Like, if they're going to say, like, they got to tear down the Jets, I think. There is a rebuild coming, right? Like a full-scale rebuild, right?
Well, this brings us to the point about whether we're grading them on a curve next year, and I refuse to do it. Because whatever you think of Aaron Rodgers...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Rodgers, if I view him as an answer next year. Like I said, I don't think he's Burrow, Allen, or Mahomes, but I do view him as a viable quarterback. He had more touchdowns this year than Patrick Mahomes. He did a lot of good things. There was utter chaos around him, let's be honest. So if you're gonna make the decision, the new Jets brass, to move on from him, you can't use that as an excuse. You made that decision. It's not taking over a team where they don't have a quarterback. You got to pick one in the first round. You go through the growing pains, and the fans and media understand. If you're throwing Aaron Rodgers out and you want to do a rebuild, that's your problem. But I'm not grading you on a curve because you made the decision to move on from a guy who could lead you to some success to go into this never-never land. So as far as the patience with the owner, I think Aaron Glenn will have plenty of patience. If you notice, that day, there was a Tuesday, and one of the insiders, maybe Ian Rappaport, reported they're having the second meeting with Aaron Glenn. They don't want to let him out of the building. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means they wanted him as their head coach. He got out of the building. You know why he got out of the building? The deal was done the next day because Ben Johnson got $13 million from Detroit. And we all know these coaching candidates that want to match the top offer. So I'm assuming the number hasn't actually come out, but I'm assuming Aaron Glenn's around $13 million a year for 5 or 6 years. So, yeah, the owner's going to have plenty of patience with him. As far as the general manager, I'm assuming because they had to pay Glenn so much that, and plus the GM was not a candidate other teams had on their hot list, so was not a hot candidate, is 39 years old. I don't think he's making big-time GM money, so he might not make it the whole time, but I think Aaron's going to be here for a long time with that contract.
Dan Lieberfeld, long time on the Jets beat, our guest here on the Western Hotline for a couple of more minutes. So what is the plan then at quarterback, Dan? Like, what do you think they should do? What do you think they will do? Are they going to be in the Kirk Cousins market? Are they looking to draft someone on day two or day three, or maybe even reach for a guy that, you know, isn't one of the top two in the draft? Like, what's the best course of action, you think, at QB for the Jets?
You know who would have been the best course of action for them long term is a guy that just re-signed with the Buffalo Bills, Mike White. They had an opportunity there, and I saw him his whole time from the practice squad to those games and that Cincinnati game where his helmet and shoulder pads went in the Hall of Fame, and he was AFC Player of the Week. I saw all that. And you got some pretty smart people running the Bills, and they brought him back for another year. Maybe he's the primary backup next year instead of Trubisky. They had their guy, but they didn't have the patience to say, you know what, at the end of that season, he didn't have a good offensive line, things were falling apart, whatever. No, they pulled the plug on him and moved on. I think he'd still be their quarterback if they had had a little patience. But that's neither here nor there because the wise men running the Bills have him locked up for another year. But here's the thing about the current quarterback situation. They have a quarterback named Jordan Travis. You guys remember him well from Florida State. Was the ACC Player of the Year 2023. Had a horrific leg injury on one of those horse collar tackles. Or
hip drop. Yep.
Yeah. And he's still recovering. Now, if he gets back to his Florida State form, I could see a scenario where Tyrod Taylor starts the year. Tyrod is always willing to accept that hold the fort quarterback role.
Right.
So maybe Tyrod's hold the fort till Jordan Travis is ready, or maybe they also pick a quarterback in this draft and they have Jordan Travis and the rookie compete for the quarterback of the future situation with Tyrod holding down the position until either one of them is ready. I do think they'll bring in a veteran you know, sometimes there's some sleeper that was a backup somewhere that, a team really likes that you don't know about. You know, who was that guy in Philadelphia last year who played fairly well out of Stanford, tall quarterback? Tanner McKee, right?
Okay.
I'm not saying Tanner McKee's going to be the Jets quarterback.
Right.
I'm not saying Tanner McKee's.
Well, I know you're not that far off with Travis either. I mean, you're really
scraping the barrel here.
Yeah,
Dan.
I think that's where we're at. Yeah. I mean, so you don't think like a big name?
There's not a Darnold reunion or then like nothing like that.
No, Darnold needs to stay right where he is. I covered him for 3 years, and Sam Darnold is in the perfect spot because Sam Darnold has all the tools. But that play call in Minnesota is flat-out brilliant. And he would dial up unbelievable first reads and just great plays.
Yep.
If Sam Darnold goes somewhere else and is expected to be a savior, you guys can write it down. It's not going to work. He's got to stay in Minnesota. Kirk Cousins, I think he'll have his choices, and he might want to avoid this place. And the other thing with Kirk Cousins is when you're paying off Aaron Rodgers, I mean, there's a big cap hit here.
Yep.
You're going to be able to – I know they can spread it out over 2 years. But can you pay Kirk Cousins and deal with the cap hit of Aaron Rodgers? I'm not sure if that's doable.
Probably not. How impressed are you with the new coach, Aaron Glenn?
Well, you know, one thing in the opening press conference, the thing that's going to be different that they desperately need is there's going to be accountability and discipline. That's who he is. He was that way as a player. He was that way as defensive coordinator of the Lions. They just haven't had that in a long time. So he's going to hold players accountable. You know, that guy who dived on the pile, Michael Clemens, did you see that play?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to work. And see what happens is, and McDermott's great at this, it's like if you do something stupid like that, you're going to have a little chat with the head coach on the sideline, and you're going to have your butt on the bench for a few series. That stuff was not going on the last 3 or 4 years. Like, there wasn't that kind of accountability. Aaron will up the ante in the accountability and discipline department. I have to admit that after I watched that Washington-Detroit playoff game and Detroit's defense was so bad in that game, you know, they had injuries. But even Tom Brady, who doesn't criticize anybody, was saying, why are they playing man-to-man? They should be playing zone with all those injuries. I was wondering if that would hurt his candidacy at all. That game was so bad for Detroit. But the Jets already had decided that he was going to be their guy. So I don't think he's necessarily the greatest X's and O's coach, but he will bring a lot of accountability and discipline. And if his coordinators can call the three sides of the ball and do a good job, I think he can be a good coach for them.
And how about the key guys on the roster here? Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, like is everyone stable? Is everyone comfortable? And do you get the sense that the organization is looking to build around these guys, or is it, you know, new kings and they want their own people?
Well, buckle up for this Garrett Wilson situation, because I don't know what the Bills organizational policy is with first-round picks, but for many, many years, I know when Joe Douglas was a GM and he's taking financial orders from people above him, they would not do first-round contracts after the third year. They wanted to wait till the fourth year. So Garrett Wilson just wrapped up his third year. You see all these receivers getting paid. I'm not sure what they're going to do. Are they going to continue that organizational policy of waiting till the fourth year? If they do, you know you're going to have some bad blood this offseason, and I'm sure you're going to hear trade rumors about Garrett Wilson. Sauce Gardner, the same thing, just finished his third year. He was a little up and down. So I don't know. What is the Bills? You know what the Bills organizational policy is about? First-round picks after 3 years. You know, obviously you have the fourth year of the rookie deal, you have the fifth-year option, and you have the sixth-year franchise pick, so you can use all that. What have the Bills done as far as, is it after the third year or after the fourth year of first round pick?
They've done some of each. I'm almost sure.
They signed Josh after the third year.
Right, that was easy.
There's not a ton of other examples of this regime. There haven't really been the first round picks to re-sign.
They are in a situation here, not with first round picks, although Rousseau is on this list, but he's going into year five. He's on his fifth year option, so they didn't do that with him. They did pick up the fifth year option, but didn't do a new contract with him. But there are four key guys here that are in this situation this year. Bernard, their middle linebacker.
Benford,
their best corner. Shakir, their best receiver. And James Cook, who's been making some noise about wanting a big contract. They are all going into year four next year. So we'll see. I don't know that they... I wouldn't say, like you're saying definitively, the Jets have had a policy. I don't believe the Bills have a policy, but I don't have a long list of examples other than Josh.
Trey White. What about Trey White?
I think that was after the third year.
I think that was after the third year.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
All right. So I guess it's a case-by-case basis.
Right. Right.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be like a universal philosophy.
Well, here's the thing about paying the receiver. You look at the Bills. I know the Bills didn't reach the ultimate prize this year, but they moved on from Diggs. I'm just not sure. I'm not comfortable. I don't know about you guys at that 35 to 40 million area we're entering now with the receivers. Obviously, you need receivers, but are they going to lead you to a championship?
Well,
lead you to a championship?
The timing is interesting for, like you're saying here, policy or not. I'd be worried about committing big money to a receiver when I don't have an answer at quarterback. I thought the same thing about Minnesota last offseason. Not that I thought that they would be eager to part with Justin Jefferson, but biting off that contract while not having stability at quarterback. I mean, they drafted a guy, and the plan was to ease him in, but he got hurt, and then Darnold and lightning struck, and there you are. So that really worked out for them. If I'm the Jets, I'd be worried because how long is it going to be before you answer the quarterback question? And I don't know what good having a $35 million receiver really does you if you've got a revolving door at quarterback.
Right. If you don't have an answer at quarterback, it doesn't really matter who you have at receiver. Look at the Chicago Bears last year. Now, Caleb Williams could turn out to be really good, but he was struggling as a rookie, seeing the field, going through his progressions, all that. They went out and got Roma Dunze. They got, obviously, they had DJ Moore.
Keenan Allen.
Keenan yep. Allen. What difference did it make?
Right, they spun wheels.
Yeah.
So now Ben Johnson gets to try a kick at fixing all of that. Dan, we got to go. Thank you very much for all of this. I'm sure we'll hit you up again at some point in the spring or summer as we get closer to, you know, well, spring and summer. Appreciate the off-season time, Dan, as always.
It's always great to be on the 50,000-watt WGR.
There you go. Dan Lieberfeld, our guest. Jets Whispers, Jets Confidential, longtime beat guy with the New York Jets. We will shift away from the Jets to our other favorite AFC East team, the Miami Dolphins. Marcel Louis-Jacques been on that beat for a while since he left Buffalo after being on the Bills beat for a few years with ESPN.com. That's coming your way right after this. Nate Geary in for Mike Shope. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.